perhaps we could have a little more on the subject of love in John's Gospel, chapter 3. Beginning with verse 34, I would like to go over in the Gospel of John the seven times that it mentions the love that the Father had for the Son. And certainly there is something for us in that. This is the first, John's Gospel, chapter 3, beginning with verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not a spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. Can't help but think of a contrast to this when Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden. And it was suggested that God had withheld something from man by the tempter. Sadly, they fell for it. Here you have a man, Christ Jesus, God's Son too, who perfectly confides, the Spirit is not given by measure. There never came a time in the life of the Lord Jesus when God didn't have sufficient provision so that he should turn somewhere else for help. Never doubt God's love. Never doubt it. God giveth not his Spirit by measure. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands. So the Lord begins his ministry in this way, as it were, perfectly confident that the Father always loved him. Chapter 5. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Well, these two verses, we've often spoken to them as a couplet, a perfect combination. Where it, in verse 19, where the Lord Jesus says he can do nothing of himself, it doesn't mean weakness. It's perfect submission. He was so obedient, he could not do anything of himself. He couldn't act on his own will apart from the Father. That's how perfect his obedience was. What an example. What corresponds to that is, the Father showeth him all things that he doeth. This is lovely. A perfect combination here between a father and a son. Kind of get a little picture of it there when Abraham and Isaac walk down the road there together. And it says they both of them went together. And it repeats that. They both of them went together. There was perfect harmony here, perfect submission on the part of the Son of God, perfect, doing the role of the Father on the Father's part, showing him every step of the way. Love needs this kind of a relationship. When there are breakdowns in relationship, that's when love is hindered. The free flow of love is hindered when clouds come in between, when we doubt God. Or should the impossible be that God, as has been suggested, that God would withhold something to his child that was good for them? Never doubt God's love. Never. Chapter 10, just verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now here we have the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. Love here is being expressed in laying down of his life. Bob was speaking to us of that self-sacrificing character of love that would do everything, anything and everything for the good of the object that it loved. And so, even though, well, I guess he was laying down his life for the Father too here. Yes, there was a sense that he was doing that. Lots of thoughts come as we consider Abraham and Isaac, the picture, a similar picture here of a similar thing, of Isaac being that obedient son. And one can't help but think, if forbid us of drawing an imagery here that would be not sacred, but have you ever thought how Abraham laid his son on the altar? Did he do it with his face down, or did he do it with his face up? Now, brethren, I don't want to speculate on this, but I just want to draw out some thoughts here. I could never do that. If I did do it, I don't know that I could do it looking my son in the eye. The Father and the Son did it in perfect harmony. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. This is the Son looking up to his Father and say, Father, I lay down my life because you love me. Talk about the source of love. We love because he first loved us. Here we have it. Here we have it. An obedient son. Chapter 15. Verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Here we have, love is not on a dead-end street. As the Father loved the Lord Jesus, his Son, the Lord Jesus continues the chain, and he loves us the same. How often love runs to a dead-end street? Bob was referring to a complaint that is not infrequently heard. Why isn't there more love here or there? How easy it is for us to be greedy with the love that is shown to us and let it stop there and not pass it on. The Lord Jesus didn't do that. The same love that the Father loved him, he passes it on. Speaks about love being grace and peace being multiplied. This is the way things are multiplied. How love can go on and grow, multiply. We receive it, we pass it on. Have we passed on as much love as we've received? God knows. The Lord Jesus did. Chapter 17, verse 23. Well, let's begin with verse 22. This is in the Lord's Prayer to the Father on behalf of his people. And he's praying to the Father, the close of it. And in verse 22, he's saying to the Father, "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." Well, brethren, I don't know whether I can explain these verses. We have here the last three mentions of the love of the Father for the Son. And it's in this prayer where he's praying for us. Not just for us in the sense of on our behalf, but he's asking the Father that when he goes home to glory, when he's glorified there, that he might have his people with him there. He wants to have his people with him in glory. He did not want to go home alone. It's like the servant who in Exodus 21, I think it is, who when he had the opportunity of being free from service, he has such a good master, he decides he wants to be a servant for all eternity or forever. And when he does that, he says, "I want my wife and my children with me." And this is what the Lord prayed here. In contemplation of his return to glory, he had finished his work here on earth. He was about to lay his life down, accomplish redemption. He was about to go back to the Father. And then he has a last minute request. Not last minute in the thought, it wasn't prepared and thought out beforehand, but it's the last thing he's going to ask for. You and me. Why does he want us there? He wants us there to participate in this love. The love that the Father had for the Son, that the Son has for us. It needs to go on for all eternity. And so he prays. And this is your lot and mine, by his grace, before us. The anticipation of this ought to be enough to keep us to go through anything and everything, brethren, with the view one day being in this sphere in heaven where we enjoy that love. That love that was too great to be shared just with the Godhead, but that wanted to take of the human race a people, bring them there, and let them share. To behold it, there's a part that we behold, there's a part that we share in, and this is where it comes where I don't know how to speak it, brethren, but I just leave it with you.